We're not going to talk about jerseys. We're going to talk about coats this morning.
That's
on today's
right.
Champions of Education, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day. The PD podcast you can check out from the Elyria Schools. I recently talked with Shirley Massaros, who grew up in Elyria during World War II, attended McKinley and Franklin Elementary Schools as a youngster, graduated from Elyria High in 1954, forged many friendships, worked a little bit for the school in volunteering, and came upon a time when she realized there's a lot of kids in Elyria that need coats. So she, about a little over a decade ago, began the Elyria Coats Coat Drive, and it continues on to this day. In fact, this weekend, tomorrow, and on Sunday, you can drop off brand new coats, hats, gloves, scarves over at the American Legion on Ohio Street. Again, that's from noon to 3. Here's more of that talk on the PD podcast with Amy Higgins, Marty, and Shirley Massaros.
You've been connected to Elyria Schools for a long time as a volunteer also. And over the last few years, or gosh, how long has it been now for the coat drive?
I want to say going on 13 years.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You have been, you spearheaded a coat drive for Elyria kids. I didn't even realize it was 13 years. My goodness.
It might be 12.
Well,
one
even
of the
so,
two.
Anywhere
that's
around
a lot.
There,
that's a
lot.
Farmer's dozen.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, the when that
dozen,
got...
Dozen, farmer's dozen,
right.
Either one.
When that got started, I... With American Legion, I was an education Americanism chairman, and I had a drive for school supplies that year. So I was taking them around to the elementary schools and even at the offices. And I happened to go, can I tell, say where? Oakwood.
Okay.
And
well,
I said
Oakwood's
to,
not
yeah,
here
I,
anymore, but sure.
Right. And I asked the secretary if there was anything else we could donate. And without hesitation, she said coats. Mm-hmm. And she said, you should see how some of these kids walk to school with their shoes, holes in their shoes, and just a little scuffy sweater or a hoodie. And that brought tears to my eyes. So when I walked out, I thanked her for her time, and then I went out the door, and I thought, I'm going right out to the school board and ask if Trevisano can do that in Cleveland, we can do it in Elyria. So I went out, and Paul Rigda was the superintendent. Told him how I felt, and he says, yeah, we'll support you. And from it took off, and to this day, it, with the help of the Boy Scout troop, I think it's 122 at the Legion, we have really, I feel, successful drives.
You do. You have wonderful drives. You always do it this time of year before the cold weather really starts hitting. Mm-hmm. And you hold it over a two-day period, generally, a Saturday and a Sunday.
Correct.
And you have it coming up. So talk a little bit about the coming up, the coat drive for Elyria kids.
Well, it will be, I've narrowed it down to the first weekend every November. And I ask people to mark their calendars, and then, of course, I get in touch with you for the okay, and then I contact the Chronicle and WL.
You've had this going for all these years, and you said the first weekend in November.
From yes, ma'am, and it's from 12 until 3.
What happens at the coat drive?
Well,
people bring coats?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
We just tell them to drive through the parking lot, and we have tables there. And we line them up according to sizes, and then the scouts take it in the main hall. And the same thing, you put them on tables according to girls and boys in size. And then we bag them, and I mark them, and then the school board comes on Monday morning, brings them to you folks to be delivered. You know.
Yep.
So what's the criteria for... a coat that you bring in?
What, a kindergarten kid? I can't think of this, a 5, 6, something like that. Up to really
adults.
Even adult because.
Mm-hmm. And do you bring new or gently used or
we,
what?
We prefer new because of health coat. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
But people do bring things, and then I, unfortunately, folks, I have to turn them over to Salvation Army or somebody, and that's where I take. Secondhand coats.
Okay, so don't bring used coats.
Right.
Right. And I think we started where we were accepting, or you were accepting gently used coats, but we, over the years, I think decided that it was, you know, better to have a new coat with the tags and then, you know, just for the sake of giving kids a new coat.
Right.
And, you know, the excitement and importance of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got the coat drive, and it takes place at the American Legion, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Right on Golf and Ohio Street, right across from Ely Elementary School. Very a landmark building there at the American Legion. You just drive in, you pull up, you can drop your coats off, and the rest is taken care of for you, accepting all sizes from the little ones all the way up to adult, because some kids may be in adult sizes.
Correct.
So please bring your coats out to the American Legion November 4th and 5th from 12 to 3. New coats for Shirley's coat drive for Elyria kids.
And that's Shirley Massaros speaking on a PD podcast from Elyria Schools. That's Amy Higgins along with Marty. They put that together, do a lot of different great PD podcasts. You can check out their latest one, too. I have all sorts of different topics around the school system. But again, the Elyria Coat Drive is tomorrow, November 4th and 5th, from noon to 3 over at the American Legion right there on Ohio and Street and Golf. And again, you can drop them off there. I think they have the Boy Scouts there helping out as well with this event that Shirley's put together now for dozen-some years. That is our Champions of Education today, brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation, helping build products the world uses every day.